Lab 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. It's another Thursday edition of Path Changers, and I'm here tonight with Chad Oppel in the house, and we are going to be talking about just health and hope, really, wanting to inspire people and encourage you to make a decision to take your health to the next level. Sure. There's nothing else like it.
I appreciate you having me back.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, listen, the pleasure's all mine because it's just great. One of the things I've learned along the way is community really matters. And you're part of my healthy community. And so I just really appreciate that. I wanted to ask you just your opinion of something. I've not done this before, but if you're out there listening, you know, maybe grab some water and just kick back and enjoy the show tonight. But Chad, do you have any suggestions on what maybe people could just be snacking on or drinking while they're tuning in?
Well, I have suggestions on what they should not be snacking on.
What would that be?
Well,
what
was that? At the end of the show last week, my brother decided to text in and he said, is it bad that I'm listening to a health show while eating voodoo chips and drinking a Coke? And I was like, are you kidding me? And and I'm proud of him though, because he's cut his Cokes, but he just thought he'd get me riled up. But he's actually lost some weight. And what he doesn't remember is back in the day, he was stronger than I was when we worked out together.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was stronger. So he knows his potential. He's just got to get him in there. But no, get you some low glycemic foods. You know, you can look up lists on the internet, mainly fruits and veggies. And you don't have to, you know, so that's the route I go.
It's, good for your brother, because you know what? The thing is, and I just refer to things like voodoo chips. I mean, it's a good thing. I don't even know what those are.
I don't either.
So, but,
I'm not sure.
I don't need to know. I just don't even need to know. They sound delightful. But I just look at all that stuff now as kind of habits of disease. They just definitely... And it's not that I don't ever indulge. And sometimes to be totally transparent, I can get very, very taken away. I kind of feel like it's almost like there's a very strong river. And I see so many people just like they're just in that water, in that rushing river, and they can't seem to make their way out. Or they don't even really think that being in that river is a problem. And I feel like now that I'm more on the edge watching that, occasionally I do decide to dip my toe in. And if I go a little bit too deep, have one too many voodoo chips, so to say, you know, that current sucks me in, and it sucks me in hard.
And so, there's something about it, because back in my teenage years, I was a fast food junkie before I really got into heavy training and especially personal training. Mm-hmm. And the more I ate it, the more I craved it. And I almost thought, are they putting something in this food that is making me crave it more? And so when I got off that diet, whenever I would eat it, my stomach just would not agree. Mm-hmm. You know, it got used to one thing, but at the same time, you know, I have more energy if people will stay away from it and stay towards your low glycemic eating five small meals a day. Mm-hmm. They won't eat that lunchtime meal and then go, I need a nap.
Yeah.
They'll go right back to work energized, because you know how a big Thanksgiving lunch makes you feel.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just witnessed it on Labor Day.
Oh, did you?
There are people in my world. Yeah. Went to a little Labor Day function and, yeah, all the potato salad and buns and all that stuff. And there were people ready for a nap.
Right.
So, yeah, it's such a deceiving part of our world, because like you've mentioned before too, that, I mean, we can't just go without it, and we just can't not eat, but it's really learning how to kind of go through the landmines, because there's landmines everywhere because the food industry doesn't care. One of the things I ended up posting on Instagram this week happened to be, I was saw the, it was a fast food brand new burger that's out, the Rodeo Burger.
I looked that sucker up.
So guess how many calories is in that burger?
Just from fat alone or overall?
Overall. Let's start there. Let's see.
I'd say 1,800 calories in that burger.
You're pretty close. It is close to 1,300.
Okay.
And of that, there were over 80 grams, nearly 90 grams of fat.
So in other words, it's 70% fat that burger is. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I ended up posting about that was, you know, if, because I got, see, I have to put this in perspective for myself, because that's my past. Like that, I'd be riding that Rodeo Burger big time, you know, and to have a life on this planet and have it be, you know, somewhat healthy, but also be able to indulge once in a while. I'm going to ask you because I want to see how we compare with our answer. How would you suggest somebody, if somebody wanted that burger, what would you suggest?
Well, what I'd do is I would not throw someone to the wolves in a diet right off the bat. I would have them take, before they ever start a diet, for 2 weeks, take a log on what they've been eating, keep the calories, the fat calories, the carb calories, and the protein calories, and then say, okay, well, let's cut it to this, or let's raise the protein in this, and also keep what they indulge on. So in their baby steps, say like week two, if they're used to eating a Whopper, and they want to indulge, cut the Whopper in half and see how it agrees with them, you know. And if they like it, that's where willpower comes in. Throw the rest of it away. Or if they're used to ordering a 20-piece McNugget, is there a 10-piece McNugget? I don't know what. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just cut.
Or bring a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I hate wasting food, whether it's good or bad, but still, it's just cut the portions when you indulge. And you know, just indulge in it won't hurt anybody to indulge in moderation.
Yeah.
You know.
That's good. Like, we're really on the same page with that, because one of the things I suggested is if you want to enjoy that, the taste of that, and, you know, continue on your moderately healthy journey, take three friends with you. You all order water. You don't order fries, and you cut it in quarters and eat it slowly. And have it, you know, have that flavor. But finding three friends that would do that with you, I think, is one of the tougher parts, too.
And I agree with you, the support group, especially if you're trying to lose weight, which is a different ballgame than trying to bodybuild. But one other thing you have to watch out for is toxic people, negative people.
Yeah.
Because that, some people really take comments to heart, and it can derail them, you know. And so the best thing to do, and I hate to sound mean, is if you know someone who is toxic all the time, stay away from them.
Yeah.
Because they will try to do it. The better someone looks, the more they're going to get that, because it's jealousy. And I don't want to sound blunt, but it's the truth.
Yeah. I think I do. I do think that's really true. In fact, I've had some shifts along the way, almost like of people that weren't really ready for my change. And I know that sounds really strange, but I also think that the more consistent we are, the stronger we get, the more people we surround ourselves with that are more like-minded and want to be healthy. For me, I can speak from where I am now. I'm really reaching that point of, I don't care what other people think, because I care so much more now about how I feel. And I hear people tell me all the time that they really appreciate the encouragement or the support. Now, I still have naysayers. Like, there, and I need to go back to this. I mean, I really used to share a lot of just transformation pictures. Mm-hmm. And it was one of my longtime friends. We've been friends for years and years. And he really blasted me on social media. And, you know, it was all about how, you know, I've lost 30 pounds and I don't need to post it. And, like, he really went crazy on me. And I did let that affect me. Mm-hmm. And I let him affect me versus me being stronger and being there for the people who do need right. to be inspired.
And the stronger you get, the more confidence you get. I mean, you'll say, whatever, dude. I don't care what you think, what you say. Mm-hmm. Because you see your own, when you see your own results, which your results are awesome. Well, you ought to show, you know.
Yeah, until you get that caliper next week.
Yeah, well, that caliper and those tapes are coming out and the books are coming out, but you're going to be fine. But I can't emphasize enough, people need those support groups and stay away from any kind of toxicity or negative people, because they will, and I reiterate, mm-hmm. they will come out of the woodworks, because secretly they want to look that way. They just don't want to put the mm-hmm. work into it. They want yeah. everyone to stay, hey, everyone stay with me. Everyone be like this.
Yeah. I love that analogy too about the bucket of crabs, how one crab will try to get out of the bucket and all the other crabs will mm-hmm. be climbing on it and not let it out. And mm-hmm. and it's true. And then the other one of my favorite is about the frog in the boiling water. And that's one reason why I really think that in my mm-hmm. life, and I think so many of us, just we get to that point where it happens so gradually, going backwards and going in the direction that we don't necessarily even want to go in. It happens gradually, and we get so used to that feeling that it is like that frog in the boiling water, where it just doesn't even recognize it, that it's happening.
It happens at such a slow pace. That's why a lot of people get discouraged that have a lot of belly fat, and that's the toughest fat to get rid of. It just wants to just stick there, you know. And they think, I can get rid of this quick, but it didn't happen quick.
Yeah.
It took years and years for that to happen. And sometimes, I mean, I made a point on Facebook the other night about, you know, and it was a bold statement, but I believe it's true. If anyone would put their mind to it and not let anything get in their way, they could have that dream body in a year's time.
Oh, okay.
I really think that's possible. But the big thing is that mindset.
Yeah.
And, I mean, think about like this. You know, the NASM, they said the most you can expect to lose in a week that's genuine weight loss, fat loss, is about 2.5 pounds. Mm-hmm. Well, you multiply that times 52, how many fat pounds have you lost in a year?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, yeah, people's dream body, or
yeah,
and that's
a lot. I mean, when you consider it that way, it's going through all the holidays, all the birthdays,
mm-hmm.
but it really is not letting what you want now interfere in what you want most, if that's the objective. And I've been blinded by what I want now in the moment, by what I want most several times, but I really, I'm really focused on consistency now, and I want to stay that way. And I'm excited that you entered my world to help me do that.
You helped me too. You keep each other encouraged, you know.
Yeah,
and a little something that'll help people when they get in that grocery store. You know how the bakery's always at the end,
uh-huh.
of course, you know, and the candies are always at the counter. Well, if you can, you know, you're going to want them real bad while you're there. And if you leave and get down the road 5 miles and you still want them, go get you one. Because
yeah.
obviously you want one. But I guarantee you, 99.9% of the time, it's out of sight, out of mind. You don't want it anymore. You're out of the store.
Yeah.
You smell the smells. And that it's just, willpower is, I'd almost say 90%. Some people can't be stopped.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you're listening to Live 95. Coleman's own independent radio station. This is the Habits of Health Talk Show with Chad Oppel and Sandy Seiber, and we'll be right back after this break.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Back. Thanks so much for tuning in. Chad and I are sitting here just talking about, things that help us be healthier. And I would like to, one of the things, Chad, I'd like to share with you that this was a very huge awakening for me about 7 years ago. Yeah, right about 7 years ago. Because I had spent my entire existence up until then thinking if I could just lose weight, I would be healthy. And I just thought that because I wasn't sick, you know what I mean? Like sick in my eyes, I wasn't on medication. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a lot of bad symptoms going on. I definitely feel like I was probably pre-diabetic and was having chest pains. I had a lot of weird, things going on. But I still, in my mind, didn't really consider myself being sick until I took a health assessment that took into it just took everything into sight about lifestyle, and it definitely considered some of the genetics. It considered how I spent my day at work. You know, if I was a smoker, if I ate fish, if I exercised, how I slept, just how I spent my time. If I had a lot of friends, it just really took the whole thing into perspective. And when I got that back, I ended up being in the very sick category. I was a negative, and that was such an eye opener for me that there is a huge spot between being healthy, or even to this point of, I would probably think that you're a lot closer to being ultra healthy, optimal healthy, ultra healthy, versus just being healthy. which I never even knew that existed, mind you. I just didn't know there were different ranges. But there is a really big gray area between being sick and being healthy. And I think that so many of us have spent our time and currently live in that area. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's just by the way you feel day by day, your body will tell you something. Mm-hmm. You don't want to wait till a health event hits you for a wake-up call, because sometimes that health event can be it.
Yeah.
And so
sometimes there is no after.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. your. Sometimes you don't get a second warning. That first warning is it. But the way I think about it is how you generally feel during the day at work, how you sleep. You know, if you're constantly waking up in the night. Some people even report when they're unhealthy more nightmares.
Okay.
And I can't explain that one, so don't ask me to, because I can't explain it. But that is reported. Increased anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder, panic attacks, sometimes OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will mistake getting on medication like antidepressants mm-hmm. for, and they're actually unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's everyone's different. That's why when I was personal training, that was the, you know, toughest part, because everyone's body was different. How this is not working for this person, so we're going to have to change it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say keep it simple. You know, if you start exercising, eating right, going by your target heart rate, and you're still not feeling better, then I'd go get a full assessment with a doctor. And maybe there's something already going on. But it's good to get a physical every year anyway, if you're ultra healthy or
mm-hmm.
or really sick anyways.
Yeah. I do think, too, that there's a lot of – I think we kind of fool ourselves by thinking that I feel pretty good. And I'm gonna say I feel pretty good because I want to keep doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is kind of like not really wanting to make those changes. So we kind of get in that rut of what's familiar because we're not really ready to move forward in that area. But I love it. I love when nothing is more exciting than when people are just ready to make that change.
And what's so cool is people will be scared to death to step out of that comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever noticed when you step out of it and you do it, it's followed by an awesome high.
Yeah.
It's like, I did it. I can't believe I did that. You know, and that's not just in health and life. That's with anything.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like, let's repel today. Well, I'm scared to death. What if this happens? And after you do it, going, wow. Let's try something even crazier next time.
What would be the craziest thing that you've done?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. Is my mother listening? do you know the ABC 3340 tower in Birmingham on top of the mountain?
Yeah,
I climbed on top of that one night.
Oh my goodness!
So one slip, and that would have been
it. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, but it was. I was 19 years old. I was in college, and I was invincible. Nothing could have happened to me then. That's how I felt.
Yeah,
but yeah. That would have to be a very tall tower. So I know she's not listening. I know.
What about is that? No, I won't ask. I won't ask what you were wearing. So,
I was wearing.
If you were clothed, no, I'm just.
No, I was actually wearing fraternity clothes.
Okay,
so it wasn't a fraternity bet. I did it on my own. So just to make that clear,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty bold.
Pretty stupid's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. Those things are crazy. But yeah, we do think we're. Pretty invincible at that age.
But, you know, the gym, it'll almost make you feel the same way because, you know, you go in there week one, week two, week eight, mm-hmm. and by week eight you're going, my gosh, I'm starting to see results myself. And if people see their own results, they're really, you know.
Really inspired.
Yeah. And, you know, other people are going to see your results before you will because you see yourself every day in the mirror. But if you start seeing your own results, that's going to send your confidence and overdrive.
Yeah.
And so I love it when people, I love seeing that gleam in their eyes, and the confidence factor is so much better than just going with the flow and going to Burger King after mm-hmm. work, or even going to someplace nicer but getting crap food.
Yeah.
It's going to make you feel like crap the rest of the night.
One of the things that I really dig too, and I kind of don't think I ever, I don't know, maybe I did, but a lot of times people really have in their mindset that food is a reward. And like they'll go work out really hard and, oh, I'm going to go have this milkshake because I deserve it. You know, I do. There's a lot of people that have that in them. And I just wonder how far back that goes in their childhood, you know, if that started young.
It's a terrible mindset to have because they just negated every calorie they just burned in the gym, probably. Plus, you know, I mean, when you're in the gym, even if you're busting, you're probably only burning 400 or 500 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why diet's so important. So you go to Dairy Queen, get that milkshake. I guarantee you a medium one is probably 1,400, with the most of it being fat. So you might as well not have worked out. In fact, I'll say this. If someone is going to work out and eat crappy,
mm-hmm.
I say don't even waste your time working out. I'll be that bold. It's useless.
And it is that really deceiving thing. One of the things that I have in my book, it just says why exercise alone won't help you lose weight. Trying to fight fat with exercise, you may want to rethink your strategy. When you take in more calories than you expend, the excess gets stored as fat. And 3,500 calories,
that's
thereabouts,
right,
in a pound, eating just 100 extra calories a day, a bagel, a candy bar, a soda, translates to 36,500 calories of excess energy over the course of a year. And even if your body stores only half of that, the result is over 5 extra pounds of fat a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you could try burning those excess calories through exercise alone, but in order to burn just 1 pound, you have to run 33.8 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Just for 1 pound. And nearly one third of us have an extra 30 pounds of fat. So to burn that much, you'd have to run 1,040 miles, the equivalent of 40 marathons.
Yeah.
And no one's prepared to do that.
They're not. And if they would just take baby steps, that's
mm-hmm.
why I really monitor that diet
mm-hmm.
and hit the gym a little bit harder, they would create that negative energy balance. You know, say if you're burning 2,500 a day, you know, but you're only taking in 2,300 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that 200 extra on the negative side, you know, will add up. I can't do math in my head, but 365 times 200,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, you know how many pounds of fat that would burn? Even that little amount.
Just a little bit. Just
mm-hmm.
don't drink that soda today.
That's right.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm so proud of my brother, because he used to drink them every – oh, gosh, every time I turn around, he had a soda. I think he's down to a half of one a day,
that's
maybe
awesome.
One. And I said, hey, and that's when we did the little the cheeseburger analogy earlier,
mm-hmm.
like eat a half. That's exactly what he's doing. He's doing it on his own.
That's so great.
He's done awesome. So
that's so good. Yeah, so keep it up. Keep going.
That's right.
That's excellent.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. I hope you got in at least 16 ounces of water during our talk tonight. And this Saturday, if you are just hanging out in Coleman and want to stop on by, hit the Red Door Cafe between 8 and 9. We're going through our just some habits of healthy living. And then at 9 o'clock, we're just going to share some inspiring stories. So if you're in the neighborhood, swing on in. But you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk. Chad Oppel, thank you so much.
You're
again.
Welcome.
I look forward to continuing this. And
be ready for next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to ever be ready for that. But I'm going to do it because, I mean, I'm ready to move forward. And I also want to inspire other people to do that, to go for it. And hopefully we'll be back Facebook Live next week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great week. Big D and his show, along with Little D, they're up next. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station. Have a great week.
spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax.